USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four states holding primaries yesterday. One of the winners, America's first transgender major party nominee for a governorship, Christine Hallquist, easily winning the Democratic primary for governor in Vermont. Also in that state, Senator Bernie Sanders won his primary in a landslide. Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin determining a matchup for the seat being vacated by House Speaker Paul Ryan. It'll be union iron worker Randy Bryce for the Democrats against Ryan's former aide, Brian Stile. Meanwhile, Kansas Governor Jeff Collier admitting defeat in last week's primary there. Collier saying he and his lieutenant governor will endorse the winner, Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach.
Tracy and I will not challenge this, nor will we be asking for a recount.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A new report says over 300 Catholic priests in the state of Pennsylvania are suspected of sexual abuse. The Pennsylvania Attorney General saying a grand jury investigation involves six dioceses in the state and over 1,000 child victims have been identified. The AG says the investigation's ongoing, but a statute of limitations will hinder prosecutions. The Pittsburgh Diocese Bishop, David Zubik, is distancing himself from any talk of a cover-up there.
I just need to be able to say very clearly, and when they make reference to the fact that we're named in the report, we're named in the report because of work that we had done at that particular time, and that's how we were named. The report certainly does not indicate that I did anything that was covering up.
The jury expected to start hearing closing arguments today in the fraud trial of former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort. The judge presenting his final instructions to both teams of lawyers yesterday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Defense Department's Inspector General now looking into reports that a senior spokesperson for the Pentagon forced her staff members to run personal errands for her and reassigned those who complained about it. Dana White is the assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs. At least four of her current and former staffers made such allegations against her, and that's what started the probe. The death toll is now at 35 after a bridge collapse in Italy sent cars and trucks plunging more than 150 feet to the ground below. Authorities in the coastal city of Genoa saying the towering bridge collapsed at about midday Tuesday during a strong storm. At least 35 vehicles reportedly went plunging when a portion of the bridge gave way, landing on warehouses, train tracks, and a riverbed. Former Today Show host Matt Lauer is reportedly signing on to a $20 million divorce settlement with his wife, Annette Roque. The New York Post saying the divorce is in its final stages now and that Lauer agreed to the multi-million dollar payout out of guilt for having multiple affairs with women at work. Lauer was fired by NBC last November for what they called inappropriate workplace conduct. And two lunch ladies accused of stealing nearly $500,000 from Connecticut school cafeterias. They say the sisters, now in their 60s, pocketed the money as they rang up sales between 2012 and 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.